Bunker, right here in north central Indiana, transmitting to the world. Wide area and resistance calling. Wide area and resistance calling. This is Wide area and resistance, and this is Terrible Tommy. Right here on this beautiful day here in Indiana, we don't get too many of them. But the sun is shining and it's up about 70 degrees. I can't believe it. We're at P.O. Box 401, Warsaw, Indiana, 46581. I think this is going to be my last live radio show broadcast for a few days till I get relocated, and I'll be sending you comments and so forth. Anyhow, I got a little notebook now that I can keep in touch. So anyhow, guess what? Your old Uncle Tommy almost got wiped out the other day. Yeah. I was traveling peacefully down the street in the right lane, and a big 18-wheeler grain truck decided he wanted into my lane. Well, luckily, he just turned a little bit and smashed my fender and pushed my bumper down. But if he'd have been a foot farther over, I would have been hamburger. An 18-wheeler running over the front seat of the car would not have been a happy sight. So anyhow, the gods have protected me. The Valhalla gods have protected me again. Once more, we've defeated the forces of the ADL. I think he was an assassin. A big assassin, man. I don't know how it is where you're at, but we've got a tremendous amount of grain trucks traveling through here. And east and west, no problem. Big highway, freeway, federal highway 30. North and south, they're that go right through town on regular surface streets, and there's just not enough room for them, these big-ass. I've seen two of them traveling side by side down city streets. They tip over in town once in a while, so they got a pretty bad driving record around here. There's a big Jew operation down south of town at International Jew, and it is Jew. I'm not calling them a Jew like the right wing's always calling everybody Jew. These people are big Jews. I forget their name, but anyhow, so they're running thousands of cars and trucks through there with grain into their processing plant. So that's the story about that. The road in front of my house is getting to be a goddamn freeway. I'm telling you, they travel 50, 60 miles an hour down a two-lane road, and they're bumper to bumper in the morning going to work and bumper to bumper in the afternoon when they go home. Boy, it's a scary situation. You can't cross the road. Car comes over the hill just south of me. Nobody there, and I start across the road, and that son of a bitch is already down over the hill and almost hitting me before I get across this narrow road. I'll be glad to get to where I'm going, where it's a little calmer. And you wouldn't think so, but it's real calm. So you'll start getting live shows in probably a week or so. Meanwhile, the webmaster going to be handling the situation. She's going to give you a lot of historical shows and all kinds of stuff, and some things that she'll probably put together herself, because she does a good job at that too. So, but I'm not out of touch, boys and girls. I'm always in touch. Incidentally, my old friend John McLaughlin passed away last night. I got notice of it this morning. John McLaughlin has been involved in the right wing for a long time. I never could get him out of the right wing. But he was a good old boy. He was a farmer. He had a big farm. He had a lot of money, and he had one of the biggest electric Lionel train collections in the country. They tell me it was worth thousands and thousands of dollars. So, and he was a bachelor. I don't know where his money went, but probably to Duke. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. But anyhow, he was a good friend of Dennis Mahon and so forth. So, and he was the second man that broke Geraldo's nose out in Wisconsin. They had a Klan get together out there, and Geraldo showed up and got mouthy, and John McLaughlin broke his nose again. We have a lot of fun breaking Geraldo's nose. Now that son of a bitch who started out as a flaming liberal left-winger, they got him on Fox News now playing the game. That just shows you how these people have no real foundations. They're whores. They'll be a conservative. They'll be a liberal. They'll be whatever you want them. You know these guy talk show hosts on the radio? They go to one town where it's a lot of mostly liberal, progressive, and they're progressive and liberal. They go to another town that's conservative and right wing, all of a sudden they do a complete change. Ha, jeez. Yeah, there's nothing, a lot of whores around. In fact, the real whores are much more honest than these people. Now, I'm going to play a couple of clips here today, I think, if I can get them out, get them on here. And one is my idea of a national socialist. Yeah, it gives a little rant, and then I'm going to show you how phony these right-wing outfits are and how anti-white racial they are. They hate us. All those so-called neocon race, so-called conservative, which they're not conservative at all. I don't think there's any more conservatives around in captivity. But I'm going to give you a little hint of what they think of you. In fact, I don't sometimes hear as much from the progressives calling us names. I mean, they do, but these conservative right wingers now cannot stop condemning racial separatists or anyone who might say anything about the Jews, even if it's totally true situation. To call you a no good bastard. If you don't kiss Israel's ass, if you don't suck on her tit, you're nothing. You're less than nothing. I don't think Hillary even attacked us maybe quite as much. So anyhow, you'll see what I mean when I play it for you.
I knew it would come to this. I knew it.
Did you understand how much he hated you?
Mm.
Hated you for leaving him, for taking his son. Mm. Can you imagine a hate so strong that it can wait years for revenge? A man so filled with hate that he would sacrifice the life of his only son.
What do you hope to achieve?
Frankfurt. Like my father, I am an idealist. Like my father, I too dream of a better world. It's been 40 years since Nuremberg. 40 years of so-called enlightenment and democracy. And what has it accomplished? If Mr. Truman drops atomic bombs on women and children, and it is my father who is posthumously adjudged the war criminal. And Yalta, with a sweep of a pen, a senile president condemns a third of the world to communism. Europe, with the zeal of a missionary gone mad, hands over the wealth and resources of Africa to savages who have barely learned to beat a drum. Then you give them tanks and arms to replace their bows and arrows. And when your deep freezers arrive, they use them to store their fallen enemies till Sunday dinner. I have the grace not to mention Vietnam. All over your brave new democratic world, inflation spirals as literacy drops. And in America? In America, they vote for law and order whilst shooting down presidents, schoolchildren, and the rock stars in the streets. You see, the world must not be run by the frightened and the ignorant and the weak. And because of my father, and because of Kessler, and because of Clausen, it will not be much longer. The list that you were both so apparently interested in, oh, it does exist. I have it here in my pocket. That's an ordinary list, a list that any journalist might carry. A list of 1,000 names. But the right 1,000 names. 1,000 names that will change the world.
Well, that is a National Socialist. Not a Hollywood National Socialist, but a real National Socialist who was building a powerhouse. That's what we need today, 1,000 men or women and women committed to the program. Totally committed. Committed even more than the ISIS people. Now we'll go from the ridiculous to the sublime with these fake conservative, neocon, right-wing, anti-racist people. Listen to them grovel before the, well, whoever, maybe Jews, maybe somebody else. I mean, you know, they're always groveling and saying, no, I'm not a racist. I'm not a separatist. I would never discriminate. I believe in total equality. Yeah.
Check all that out on the front page at Breitbart News and Breitbart.com. All right. I want to play a couple of clips because there's a lot of talk yesterday about Donald Trump and anti-Semitism. And he visited the National Museum of African American History and Culture. And then you've seen this rash of these bomb threats being called in at Jewish centers and synagogues, et cetera, throughout the country. Interesting that this is happening. I don't quite understand the concept of calling in a bomb threat. It just seems like an idea of sowing chaos. It's not, why would you call in a bomb threat if that was the objective, was to actually hurt people? I think the objective is to sow chaos. And I don't know who's doing it. Those of you who pay attention to this show, and we're grateful that some of you do who are not on the right, that you understand that the anti-Semitic crowd is not really welcome in polite circles right of center. It's a Breitbart News frequently accused of anti-Semitism based on one headline written by a Jew about another Jew saying that his position was not sufficiently pro-Israel, was not sufficiently pro the Jewish state. 100% of our content has actually been pro-Jewish and pro-Israel. That does not stop the left from throwing around terms like anti-Semitism around Steve Bannon, who's partnered with Jews and has done a lot for the preservation of Israel. And we'll do so for that. We'll continue to do so. So long as he has his post in the White House. That hasn't stopped the left from lying about this topic. And overwhelmingly, the people who want to discourage the Jewish state and to attack Israel are on the left in America. This is just common sense. So I do wonder where these things are coming from. There is a story in St. Louis Post-Dispatch today about 200 headstones overturned at a Jewish cemetery. I do find it hard to believe that this is someone on the anti-Jewish far right. There just aren't that many of these people. And it can be framed in the media, who has lied about this topic repeatedly for the last 6 months. It can be framed so easily. It could be framed so easily as a frame job on someone on the right. So if it is someone on the right, that's incredibly unfortunate. But you do have to see that the left is willing to lie about this cause to gin up hatred against the right. And that is worth considering there is one side that is overwhelmingly pro the Jewish state and one side that is not. You can do the math on your own. The number again is 866-95-PATRIOT, 866-957-2874. We got a couple of phone lines open still, so try to get through if you'd like. Let's play a clip. How about Donald Trump, 1B, National Museum of African American History and Culture?
This tour is a meaningful reminder of why we have to fight bigotry, intolerance, and hatred in all of its very ugly forms. The anti-Semitic threats targeting our Jewish community and community centers are horrible and are painful, and a very sad reminder of the work that still must be done to root out hate and prejudice and evil.
Yeah, but you just have to wonder if these things are astroturfed, because we know this is the problem with the left not having credibility. This is the problem with the left doing whatever they can on any topic to have, this is the by any means necessary. This is where the by any means necessary philosophy. And that's the group that organized the anti-Milo protests at UC Berkeley that I would butt heads with from time to time while I was there. That's the mantra, is that truth is not as important as achieving their political goals. And if they can frame something as rising anti-Semitism from the far right in America, they'll do it. And so maybe this isn't that instance, but it seems like it in some ways, because of how effective the left can use this attack on the right. They are the ones who stand to benefit the most. All right, the number again, 866-95. You're first up today.
Hey, Alex, I want to discuss that subject you were just talking about. They're starting to crucify Trump on this anti-Semitic thing just because he came out and did the tour of the African American Museum and stuff. You know, and then they point towards that cemetery and all the bomb threats and stuff. And they said it all began when Trump announced his run for the presidency. What I understand is this. Remember that church in Mississippi that was torched, and someone spray painted "Vote Trump" on it, and CNN ran with it, and all the progressive left ran with it, basically blaming a Trump voter for torching the church. Here they find out it was a black gentleman that actually belonged to the church to try to convict us in the public eye that we did it. And all of a sudden you didn't hear anything about it anymore. I kind of sort of feel that there's a whiff of that as well going on with this cemetery and the bomb threats. Because if you look at the history of what's going on in the last year, it's been nothing but violence from the progressive left. They've been nothing but riots, attacking people, kids getting beat up on school buses because their parents are anti-Trump. You got David Frump from the Atlantic. Even before Trump was announced that he was going to be sworn in, that they should claim the 25th press conference, who asked him that question, and Trump got upset about it, went on Fox later that night and says he believes Trump's a champion for the Jewish people. He has seen Trump do actual goodwill and support of the Jewish people. So I don't understand it. You got Bibi Netanyahu saying he's a big champion for the Jewish people.
Yes, so, Eric, let's go through the details here. So Donald Trump, by all accounts, his senior advisors are Jared Kushner, who is a Jew, an Orthodox Jew, Ivanka's husband, might be the closest of them all. Steve Bannon, who launched a website dedicated to defending Jerusalem at Breitbart News, had as his business partners a Jew, practicing Jew. His first editor-in-chief was an Orthodox Jew. I'm Jewish by blood, though I'm practicing Catholic, but being Jewish, it's not just a religion, it's also a people. He has a rich history of working with Jews. Everyone in Donald Trump's cabinet overwhelmingly pro-Israel, as far as we know, and yet he is accused of these horrible things. And the reason why, Eric, is because of narrative. The reason is because the left sees a narrative where they can get their talking points through and try to undermine him. It is not about truth. Truth is so secondary to the left at this point in time that they're willing to go to any lie so long as they think the lie will take hold. Isn't that it?
That's it. And I mean, look at Obama. He started at OFA, Organization for Action. They're hitting all the town halls while they're on recess, and he literally has a blow-by-blow description what to do, what to say. What if you're confronted by one of the grassroots members?
Appreciated. Well articulated. Why would Donald Trump, if he didn't like Israel, he didn't like the Jews, he was anti-Semitic, why would he put someone like Nikki Haley in as the UN ambassador? A couple days ago we reported on her speech at the UN Security Council, and then she just eviscerates the UN for anti-Israel bias. I mean, really one of the biggest pushers of anti-Israel thought in the world is the UN Security Council itself. And they say that if you're really concerned with peace, and then she goes on to list a million different problems that are happening around the world, yet the UN is obsessed with attacks on Israel. It's just all a lie, and that's why we're tracking it here at Breitbart News. Jim in Ohio, line two. Good morning, Jim. You're up.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing nicely. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, just another early morning hobbit going to work to provide semantic narrative from the left as equivalent to when did you stop beating your wife type rhetoric. You know, I believe truly that this is coming from the left, just like when they claim that the conservative movement in this country is a Nazi movement. And it's funny to me because I get called that all the time. I'm conservative. And I point out the fact that, look, it was Nazis back in Germany who wanted gun control, who wanted group, propagated group politics, wanted central control. You tell me what party wants that, all that. That's the Democratic Party wants gun control, wants all that group politics, wants central control, and I believe this anti-Semitism narrative is coming, the actions and narrative is coming from the left, again, trying to delegitimize the present administration.
Yeah, Jim would have preferred in the White House a Democrat, someone in the vein of Barack Obama, who has been as hostile to the one Jewish state on the planet as any president, or Donald Trump, who has an Orthodox Jewish son-in-law who could be his closest advisor, and all of his grandchildren are Jewish. What do you think would be the preference of the one Jewish state in the world? It's just common sense, Jim. It's all rhetorical questions because it's so obvious to anyone who's paying attention. It is merely spin coming from the very fake news media that we're even having this discussion. It's so obvious. I'm wondering if we're actually wasting time here because it is so clear.
And it is clear to me, Alex. The one question I do have, and I can't quite figure out. Why aren't the Jewish organizations in this country coming out and in support of just the very thing that you just said, or even if forget the family connections, just the very fact that Benjamin Netanyahu, within minutes of Trump winning the presidency, I imagine was jumping up and down with joy with the new flavor that would be coming out of this country. I don't understand why.
This is a complicated question. We'll have to get Joel Pollack on to talk about it, Jim, but I'll tell you my suspicion. My suspicion is because they're all on the left. And if you're on the left, that is your religion. That is the most important thing to you. All right. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Tony in Florida on line one. Good morning, Tony.
Well, that's part of it, but not the juiciest part. Yeah. Well, let's see. Where's my microphone at here? Anyhow, I had some real juicy stuff from the so-called right wing. I'll find it another time. Might help if I get the microphone turned around in the right direction. You ever hear any of these conservatives come right out and say, yes, I'm a racist, I'm a racial separatist, and I'm proud of it, which I say all the time. These people will go to the ends of the earth to deny they're a racial separatist or a racist, or even that they love white people, or they like white people. They'll deny it all over the place. And criticism of Jews, are you kidding? I'm a Christian, I couldn't criticize the Jews. Jesus was our God. Well, my position is very clear. Jesus was fake news. See the story about the off-duty cop in L.A.? Los Angeles police officer who was resisting being physically attacked by a mob in his front yard, and he fired his weapon, didn't hit anybody. Too bad, you know? I see the Negroes are making a big deal out of a situation that happened, I guess, back east, where a couple of dumbass right-wingers went with a Confederate flag in the middle of orangutan town. And one Negro, typical orangutan, jumped across the barriers and took his flag. Well, until these assholes on the right learn to fight fire with fire and not take that stuff and kick the ass of these people and smash them, it's going to keep going. I don't know what to tell these guys. In fact, what happens is it encourages blacks and others to do it again. But the way we didn't always handle it perfectly, but I'll tell you one thing. When they tried that with us, they usually went away bloody and bruised, I'll tell you. You've got to hurt your enemy. If he's going to fuck with you, you got to hurt him. That's all there is to it. Otherwise, stay home. Keep your little flag folded up in the corner on the kitchen table and stay out of it if you're not prepared to get serious. Keep showing this, the black websites keep showing this picture of this nigger jumping about 10 feet, landing and taking the flag. Well, I would have liked to have been there, because when he did that flying leap, he would have met a club right across his teeth, man. You think I'm kidding? Try me. Of course, you know as well as I do, this is just playing games. This is a formative stage. One of these days, they'll get to the real thing. And like in Oceanside, California, when we were attacked, 20 of us guys were attacked by a couple of hundred screaming memes. The blacks that, when I was giving a speech, were up there shaking boxing gloves at me, and they're going to get me, and they're going to take me on and everything else. The minute the first punch was thrown by anybody, those blacks were gone. I never saw them anymore. So don't worry about the blacks. When the time comes, you won't see them around. As for white wild people and Mexicans, mestizos, that's a different story. They will fight. At least they did back then. Nowadays, I look at these riots and it looks so stupid, you know, guys breaking out windows and shit. That's their big revolutionary game. Break a window and run. Break all the windows you want. Boy, that's the chaos factor. I told you several years ago that these Muslims who talk about the Jews all the time don't... Well, anyhow, now they're teaming up with the Jews. I knew they would. Yeah, they're teaming up with the Jews. The Muslims campaigning now for the Jewish cemetery problem of some idiot tipping over cemetery stones. That's fucking kid stuff. And of course, the Jews come out that's a major, major attack on the Jewish people. Somebody tipped over a gravestone, or maybe 20 gravestones. Oh my God, it's genocide. And very possibly a Jew themselves that did it. I will give the JDL credit back when we were fighting them in the streets. They didn't do shit like that, not that I know of. Well, the old plastic man's getting around the web, David Duke. He's milking this shit for all he can get out of it. And there's still a hell of a lot of supporters out there of David Duke. I'm not going to say any more today, but that's ridiculous. Oh, yeah, and Dr. Duke was railing against perverts, and like the guy who was saying about how sex with children was good and all that kind of stuff. Well, David, you better not spout too much because you have a checkered background, and whether it's the ADL have information on you in their files or whether I do, we know things, or I know things, that you don't want told. Also, Dr. Duke came out and said he wasn't in favor of tribal groups. Well, I'm all in favor of tribal groups. That's the only thing that'll pull us out of this thing, is forming a small tight circle and facing out and fighting. So he refers to the Jews as that. Well, that's good. I mean, that is good of the Jews. That's smart. That's tactically smart to be tribal. That's why they win so often. They're tribal. And you're not. That's your problem. Get tribal. Oh man, the sky is falling. Swastika has been painted on a car in Palm Beach. Jeez, if you know anything about somebody painting a swastika on a car, you can call 800-458-8477 down there in Palm Beach County, and you can get involved in bringing that person to justice, that dirty guy or dirty gal. Now they're calling it a wave of anti-Semitic stuff. Bomb threats. Threats, no bombs. Cemetery desecration. Tip over a headstone. Anti-Semitic hate crimes. The wave of anti-Semitic hate crimes that has swept through America in 2017 has had some new installments. The desecration of a cemetery. Oh, you know, how can you do any damage other than tipping over tombstones? You can't kill anybody. You can't bomb anybody in a cemetery. That's the safest place to demonstrate. If you're in the mind to. When I was up in Chicago at this graveyard where the Lincoln buried all the Confederate troops that he tortured and had in prison camps, and they buried them in a mass grave of, I guess, a couple of thousand. There's a big mound up there in South Chicago at a cemetery, and they're all under there. Well, just across the street, I might have mentioned this before, it's still the cemetery, and it's all these juice stones. But they go one better. They got regular stone houses. They got stone house cemetery buildings up there you could live in. A homeless person, they should open them up to homeless people, because they could live in those goddamn things. They're about 8 by 10, you know. A lot better than Richard Scutari is living in. In fact, the homeless people should go down there at that place and break into the goddamn place and take over and live there. There'd be a more positive reason to desecrate a grave. Take over the Jew stone house and live in it, man. Actually, it's more anti-Jewism than anything else. Anti-Semitism's a phony, fake title as far as I'm concerned. Best way to fight these people is list all the crimes they're involved in. I mean, provable crimes, rabbis raping little kids and stuff. Every time you find a Jew or a rabbi that's committed some corporate crime or sex crime or anything like that, put it out. Put it out on the web. That would do more good than anything else. Because believe me, even in the New York papers, there's hundreds of them. About the fact that they have not given the money out to the Holocaust survivors. And they're dying off over there in Israel, and they're dying and starving to death. They can't get any of the money they were supposed to get. Germany gave, what, $3 or $4 billion way back? Well, none of them got it personally. They won't let them have any funds personally. So that's a good issue. Spread that issue. Do something different than the fucking right wing once in a while. I tried to send you a picture of a cemetery, this Jewish cemetery, with all the gravestones tipped over. I want to tell you, whoever did that, God, they must have had a tractor or something, because these are great, big, heavy stones, man, and they're all tipped over. Whoever, if somebody did it physically, we need them on our team doing something that makes more sense. So many of the right-wingers like to do things that give Jews sympathy. They give sympathy all the time. One little thing, and goes around the world, and goes around to probably make a movie out of this. Well, that's it for today. I'll get back with you as soon as I can, but you'll get a show every day no matter what. 14-5.